Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
So, guys, we are recording off of the iPad. I just really wanted to do it outside. So there's no external microphone. We're just using the microphone in the iPad. Hopefully, you guys can all hear us. I know some might have issues hearing, but we're doing our best to speak directly into the microphone.
Definitely. We're doing our very, very best to want to get this information out there. So if there are sound issues, please excuse them.
Yes. So, you know, a question that popped up on EE Arts was, again, you know, why would we choose to incarnate into this time when so many people around the globe are suffering in what appears to be so needlessly? With a power structure that is becoming more and more obvious that it doesn't care about humanity, it doesn't care about the planet, it doesn't seem to care about anything but itself and its own power.
No, and it is a valid question, it's a fair question,
and it's something that people should be asking,
you know, why? And, you know, Mike, he left an answer on that question, and I think he answered it beautifully.
Well, thank you, but I think also it's good to elaborate. So, I mean, I see so many questions, so many comments out there that you require really, you know, 100 words or more to really give you a fuller picture. They really require in-depth explanations, and my first thing I would say about, like, why, again, would we choose to incarnate in a time and place like this is that it really, you got to look at it first from the bigger perspective. And, you know, to answer that question, first and foremost, you have to say, ask another question and say, you know, well, who really are we? What are we? That's the bigger perspective, you know, get perspective on who is asking that question. And so, you know, the answer might be, well, again, you know, my name is Jane Smith, and, you know, I'm a pharmacist, and I work over at CVS, and, you know, what do you mean, you know, who is asking that question? Because, you know, again, Jane Smith that works at CVS as a pharmacist is just one persona of the real you. The real you is on a bigger plane of existence and is having experiences from different perspectives. This is part of what we can't really know fully when we're in the body, unless we can achieve that which is called self-realization in the Sanatana Dharma, which is understanding, again, the bigger perspective of who we are. So when you look at it from the perspective of, you know, again, John Doe fireman, okay, it might not make sense. And you might be like, why would I come and incarnate at this place in this time with all the crazy chaos going on and needless suffering? But when you realize that the higher you has had a series of incarnations in which it has learned many different lessons and is still desiring to learn others.
Well, we came down here for expansion.
And in order to create expansion, we have to create situations for ourselves that are going to bring about that expansion. And many times, people do not do anything unless the universe touches them in a certain way and makes them uncomfortable so that they do move. Many people will stay in the situation that they're in because they're comfortable, but higher self has a different idea, and you've made these plans to come down here and do these things. And the truth of it is, if you knew what the plans were, your 3D self or your little self might say, absolutely not. I am not doing this. No way, no how. So there is a deliberate blinding or a deliberate shielding of information so that we will do these things, walk through these hardships, bring about expansion, because that's almost like expansion is almost like it's an automatic It's an automatic reflex. It's a reflex. It's just what we do. So there's really no directions on how to do it. It's just our soul and our spirit needs expansion because that's at the very, very deepest core of our being. And honestly, darkness and pain, that's our greatest teacher. That's the thing that propels us. That's the thing that pushes us to make changes as needed.
As above, so below. As within, so without. When you look to a tree, you know, we have pecan trees here. And, you know, these trees have not had the needed attention that they really, truly need and deserve over the last 20 years. But these are very big established trees and they're still giving off pecans, although
they're
empty. The pecan shells are empty. They're still laying their shells. They're still giving off their seeds, even though these seeds are empty at this point in time. And so Source is always, always, always giving off more seeds. Those seeds, so to speak, are souls. And so souls are truly pieces of Source, emanations from Source. Each one of us is one of those. And because, you know, they are a piece of Source, which Source, again, is those things that we attribute to God with the big G. Omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. In other words, all-powerful, all-knowing, and all around us at all times. Even though Source has, you could view it as localized itself, as these individual units of consciousness, which are really one big unit of consciousness, as we are all but drops of water in an ocean of consciousness, ultimately, but each having a unique experience. And so, you know, some seasons past, these pecan trees have given off different pecans that were perhaps very, very delicious, generous, and totally, totally fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it's going through a season where it's not as fruitful. And we are going to nurture them back to health and get them to be more fruitful again. So it is with individual souls as well. You know, Source is always giving off more individual, unique souls constantly. There are new souls being birthed constantly. And there are some that have been birthed in eons past, insurmountable, incomprehensible periods of time to our human minds. And again, we don't see the big perspective when we're in the human body. That's the big giveaway. And that's the way it's supposed to be. We're not supposed to know all the angles when we're in the human body. It is part of this experience. It is a learning and growing experience. This is why we are here. And what we are in reality are, you could view it as creator gods in training, because there is a being that decided to create this reality, came up, conceptualized, and manifested with the help of other entities this particular reality, this construct that we find ourselves in. Now, that being had to have gone through all the different trials and tribulations that we are going through at this time period in order to understand. Again, you know, the only way you can understand something is from the perspective of the person that's going through the trials and tribulations. So this is why many of us are choosing to go through this, because this is going to be an exercise in compassion. This is going to be an exercise in patience. This is an exercise in tolerance. And it's also an exercise in when to not tolerate and when to come up with new ways of doing things, when to think out of the box, how to think out of the box. Again, if all tests were so easy that everybody would always get 100, they wouldn't really be worth taking, would they?
No, and understand, I think one of the valuable pieces of information we can keep inside of ourselves is be very mindful, you know, if you're judging others, because you really don't know what they have gone through. You don't know what they are facing. You don't know what they're dealing with, and they don't know what you're dealing with. So it's about standing back and letting one another walk through our lives and figuring things out on our own. But, you know, you don't
really know certain
things until you know. And sometimes
you might see someone doing something that might seem very
disappointing to you or upsetting to you, but you don't know the whole picture from their perspective. And I think that's when we need to turn back into ourselves and say, okay, you know, I need to stand here from my perspective and work on my kingdom, because we are creator gods, and everyone
here has
something that they are in charge of, and this is your kingdom, whether it be your
bedroom, whether it be your apartment, whether it be your pup. There's something you're in charge of,
and this is your kingdom, and these are
the things that should be focused on.
Absolutely. And, you know, it takes me back to Bible studies I was going to as a teenager, and having these discussions with, you know, people that were my elders, sometimes 3-4 times my age. And, you know, again, getting them to, I think in a little bit bigger terms, because so often people would just leave things as is and just not look deeper at all. And, you know, when you ask the question, well, what really is the purpose here? And, you know, I remember one saying, well, you know, I never really thought of it, but I guess we're all supposed to be co-creators in Christ. And when you think about it, co-creators in Christ is exactly what we're kind of talking about. If you're looking at the christened self as that self with the higher perspective, the 5D and up perspective. Yeah, absolutely. We are all trying to become co-creators through the anointing of the Spirit, so to speak. And again, trying to use words that might be comfortable for those that are coming through a traditionalist, Abrahamic tradition perspective. This is part of the bigger understanding. You know, again, you might get the traditional, well, we're here to serve God. Well, how do you serve God? So how do we serve Source? Well, by fully being ourselves, ultimately, because again, Source is branching off and emanating. It's truly emanating. It's not really you can't say that Source is truly creating us. It's more of an emanation. You know, we are, in fact, sparks off of the eternal fire, which is Source.
We're all the same. As hard as it might be to imagine, understand that all the emotions that you feel are all the emotions that Source feels, with the exception of the perfect love. Source is perfect love. Source emanates perfect love. And there is, when it comes to Source and us going back and meeting with Source, we experience everything Source does. But could you imagine with only pure love in your heart? But that's why Source allows us to emanate from it and come out here and experience all different kinds of emotions, not just perfect love. So if you could imagine, you know, all different kinds of love. You know, I've talked about this before, and I can't stress it enough. You know, messy love, you know, love of all different shapes and forms and sizes. Source wants us to experience this. It's all out of love for you. So everything that is going on around you in your life is out of the purest love for your ultimate expansion.
But it has to be your decision. Sometimes your decision or a individual's decision to go the path of love, true love, which will be abounding in compassion and understanding, it may take countless lifetimes to really actualize and realize on an individual basis. Every one of us is unique, and that's the way it should be. It's the way it's supposed to be. Some will take a longer path than others. And again, it's coming to the conclusions for ourselves. So yeah, sometimes people will portray different personas in different lives. It's fascinating too to go through, and sometimes you can tell. There's photos out there on the internet that you could look up about, you know, is this person the past incarnation of that person? Because there seems to be a similarity. And so ultimately, we all come from the same source. And then we break off into these archetypal groupings. And then we go down into these different soul groupings. And again, we could hear people refer to as star families again. You know, we just branch off again, look to the roots of trees, or you could look to the branches of trees. And you could see all you got to do is just, you know, you could follow individual branches back to a bigger branch, back to a bigger branch, back to a bigger branch. Eventually you come to the trunk, and the trunk goes down into the ground. But each branch is completely unique. Each leaf is an individual, and yet they're all part of that one whole. And again, we are in training. This is the training ground. This is where we really expand, learn, and grow. And the toughest lessons are often the most valuable lessons.
Yes, I mean, the more
difficult times in our lives, those are the things that we carry with us that bring us to the point of understanding and compassion. So when we are at the grocery store and somebody does get angry or yell or they lose their temper, it's like you'll have the compassion and understanding for them because you've been there. You've had those bad days. You've really been, you know, the world has shifted you in some way, shape, or form, and just maybe you lost your marbles. So you can look at that person without judgment, but look at them with understanding and compassion and realize that we all go through it. We're all here learning. We are all here on training grounds. We are all just walking each other home from school in such a literal sense and meeting between classes.
Absolutely. So again, we are in training, and this is part of the training. And again, you know, what test that everybody would pass with flying colors without even really pushing themselves is ever going to really teach us anything. It is about pushing ourselves. It is about testing ourselves. You know, what could be more intense than trying yourself in some of the most challenging positions that we will be finding ourselves in, and we are finding ourselves now. Again, this is trial by fire in so many ways. Not every being might want to go on and create many different worlds for others to come and explore, but in reality, we're doing that already. Ye are gods. You are a universe unto yourself. Who is to say that the, you know, bacteria in your body are not visualizing themselves like us? We might look at them from one perspective and say, well, that's just a bacteria, you know, and meanwhile that bacteria might think it's stuck in rush hour traffic trying to make its way home to, you know, the wife and the kids, etc., or the husband and the kids. You know, this is again a matter of perspective, and there are more things living in you than there are cells in your body, and yet each cell in your body is an individual unit of consciousness that's part of one greater whole. And we do have life after life, typically countless incarnations, and yet we go on. Our consciousness goes on, yet each incarnation is completely unique. And so, you know, your incarnation right now is unique from the last incarnation that you had. And there are many co-beings that incarnate with us. And, you know, this is a big job. Each incarnation, you know, again, you could liken it to maybe a basketball team, right? So at any one time, you only got five guys out on the court. But yet you have the bench, you know, which might be 12 deep. And then you have coaching staff, and then you have supporting staff, and you have trainers, and you have, you know, everything on down the line to people that make sure, you know, the fridges are stocked and the garbage gets taken out and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it's the same thing with us in our incarnations, because you have spirit guides, you have, you know, those beings you might call spirit guides, guardian angels, that are watching and they're kind of coaching from the distance in a gentle way because it is your experience. And then you have all the elemental beings that are literally keeping your body going. You know, this is like that invisible crew that is making sure, you know, the auditorium, the court, all the equipment is operational and running, as well as, you know, the personal trainers, the PT, everything. You know, there's so much support going on in our incarnation. I think we would be overwhelmed to understand how much goes into each individual incarnation.
And it's almost impossible to realize, you know, where does one thing and another begin. So if we go back to the cells or the bacteria in our body, you know, is that a beginning? Is that an end? Or is that just something that, you know, grows and expands and becomes part of us? So you can see how everything is pulled together, how it works together as one unit. And I really want to strongly encourage everyone to talk with your guides, ancestors, your spiritual team that you cannot see in the 3D. Talk to them as if they were people in the 3D, because they are listening like people would in the 3D, and they have a part to play. They do have to play by certain karmic rules, but if there is a way that they can help you, they're going to help you. But I realize and recognize that they like to be recognized also as if a family member or a friend were standing right in front of you. So have those candid conversations, because it really makes a difference on how you talk to them.
Absolutely. So when we do our mantras to the devas, you know, again, these devas are beings that have just simply emanated from source at a much earlier time frame than we have typically. And so they've been here, they've done this, they've had countless incarnations, they've faced all different trials and tribulations themselves, and they understand. They completely understand where we are, and that's why they can totally act with compassion and love and non-judgment. Because, you know, they're in the position that many of us are trying to strive to achieve, but not all, because, again, each is unique. And so, you know, that is totally a personal decision and a personal journey. But we are all still in training, even though we are creating realities right now as we speak for other entities that are living in a symbiotic relationship with us. Within our energy body, within our physical body. And this is the big reveal when we get out of, you know, this darker portion of the Bronze Age, and we start moving towards the Golden Age. You know, what increases? Well, it's the perspective that we are all part of one, and we are to be in a symbiotic relationship with the one if we are to have true peace and to excel. But again, it's these times that lay the foundation work for a greater understanding.
Indeed. And I really hope that this information helps some people understand this world a little bit better, because so many people are having so many struggles right now, and they're not understanding the world around them, but they want to understand, and things are happening and they don't know why do things have to be so bad and horrible. And just understand that there is a much, much bigger plan in place.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for your support over on Patreon and also on Ko-Fi. Couldn't do it without you guys. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.